got a thought on my heart this morning. I'd ask you to pray for us. I've been really just didn't know. I got the thought Monday and didn't finish getting the thought a while ago. So I'd ask you to pray for us. Pray to be a help to somebody. We're going to take a reading some from very familiar scriptures, and y'all pray for us. 1 Kings chapter 17. A handful is enough is what I've settled on, what we're going to call this. And I pray that the Lord would receive honor and glory from him. Elijah, the Lord, he told Ahab that how there's going to be a drought and it wasn't going to rain or have dew for 3 years. And the Lord had sent him for the ravens to take care of him, and he did. But when the brook dried up, he prepared a widow woman to take care of him. And we're going to read from there, and that's where we're going to take our thought from. And it's probably going to be a lot different than how I'd studied it, but I want to follow the Lord today. And all week I've tried to pray. I told Brother Barry this morning I just couldn't get settled. I had my thought, and I even told Sheila a couple of days ago, I've got my thought, I just don't know what to do with it. And so I believe I'm settled in it now, and I want to bring it out. He said, arise in the ninth verse of that 17th chapter, 1 Kings, get down to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went down to Zarephath, and when he came into the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and he said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water and a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray to thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. And thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which spaketh by Elijah. Now, before we go on to go over and read our text, we normally go ahead and read our text, but I want to talk about a little bit here. This woman here, the Lord said he had prepared a widow woman, and this woman seemed to be poor. It was down to her last meal for her and her son, and I believe she knew the Lord. For one, he prepared her, and number two, she could recognize as the Lord God liveth. But the Lord sent Elijah down there, and here she was out there gathering, going to gather sticks that she might be able to take that handful of meal and that little bit of oil that she had left and fixed for her and her son before she died. And Elijah, here he comes and said, here this woman is. I want you to imagine now, this woman's not healthy out yonder, looking real good this day. This woman's in a bad place. Here she is. She knows she's dying. Her son's dying. There's no hope for them, it seems. And he says, go fix me some water. And I'm sure she was thinking, who are you? You come up here, me and my son's dying, we're starving to death, we're fixing to die. I'm a widow. I have no hope here. And here you come, and I'm going to get a few sticks to try to prepare what little we have left, and you want me to fix you some water. And then he goes on and said, then you go ahead and fix me a cake before you and your son eat and bring it to me. And I'm sure that's what she says, as the Lord God liveth, all I have here is just a handful of meal and a little oil and a curse. And she said, I'm gathering these two sticks. That's all it's going to take. It wasn't going to take an armload. It was just going to take a little bit. She knew her time was coming to an end. And Elijah, I can't imagine. She is being very nice in that. I believe when she said that the Lord God liveth, man. Here I am, me and my son starved to death, and here you want me to get you some water, and then you want me to feed you. I want you to realize God can take a handful and bless it. As I begin to study on this, and I promise you, this morning I've been walking around looking in my book. I thought about the whole time how I need to preach on this all week. All I've had is just a handful, and I couldn't get hardly nowhere. And I thought about the loaves of bread and all the things the Lord done. I don't believe we're going to go that way. I believe it's much more bigger than I thought. But listen to me. I want to go read for a text now. And y'all just bear with me a little while. And we're going to try to get around her thought here in just a little bit, that the Lord be willing, if we can find the book of Ruth, if I remember where the book of Ruth is. Y'all pray for me. It's over here. Yeah, there it is. I knew it was in here. We rolled her back a while ago. But listen, we know over in the second chapter how Ruth went and gleaned behind the reapers there, and Boaz. And Boaz told the reapers, he said, when it come to Ruth there, he come riding up there, and I believe he fell in love with her. I believe this is a perfect picture, and we talked about it this morning. That's where my heart got settled. As the Gentiles being drafted in. But listen, this is a perfect picture. Ruth was a Gentile. Boaz was a near kinsman. And listen, she was out there reaping. Gleaning behind the reaper. She was gathered what was left with that, what they didn't manage to get. Jason gathered the corn back there behind us last week, and a couple years ago I was tickled to death. Not good for Jason, but good for me and Brandon. He come in there and he waited a little too long, and the corn had done started falling off, and he gathered and it was a bunch left on the ground. So that meant there was going to be a lot of deer all winter, and there was going to be turkeys in the spring. Don't get me wrong, I was sad for Jason, but it kind of made me happy. There was plenty left there to glean, that we'd have things to hunt. But listen, I want you to understand, Boaz wanted her to have more than just what fell on the wayside. And he said, and when he was risen up, Boaz commanded his young man, saying, let her glean even from the sheaves. Reproach her not, and let fall some of the handfuls on purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. And I want you to understand, just a handful this morning. Jesus set up his church with just a handful there of seed. I want you to realize he set her up there on the mountain, and because of that handful, it's come down to us today. But I thought about this widow woman, how poor she was. It don't matter here today what you are considered today, whether you're a Jew or Gentile, whether you have 10 cents in your pocket, or whether you have $1 million in your pocket. The Lord God has made a way for you to be saved by grace, and I'm thankful for that. It's all always been that way. But we talked about this morning about being drafted in unto the Lord's church as a Gentile. And I'm so thankful today that I be a member of the Lord's church. Nothing that I've done, the Lord saved me and he made me a Jew inwardly of the circumcising of the heart. And I want you to realize today because that I've got to be drafted in. I've become a member of the Lord's church, and that's the only thing really that makes me anything close to being worthy of being a member of his church is what he's done for me. And that's no different for anybody else. But this widow woman, she was starving to death. She didn't have nothing. It looked like her and her son was fixing to die. But God come along and he took that little handful of meal and he turned it into something that would provide for her and her son and her house, and it didn't run dry. I'm thankful today of what he's provided for us. I threw a little handful. It's not run dry yet. I'm thankful for this word that's come down through the time, for this old way that's come down through time. Honey, that she ain't run dry. The barrel still got meal in it. It's still, the curse has still got oil in it. The Spirit of God still dwells with his people. That's what the oil always represents, the Spirit of God. I want you to know he is the manna that came down from heaven. He is the bread of life, and he has never run empty. I want you to know that handful is still with us today. If that don't mean something to you, then something's wrong. It'll never run out as long as we'll trust in him. And that's what that widow woman had to do. She had to have faith as a mustard seed that God was going to take care of her. I want you to know she took her last meal. Even the prisoners on death row, they give them a last meal, give them what they want to eat. But she took her last meal and gave it to God. You talking about a difference between me and her. I want you to know if Mary Brunner come to my house, he said I was out there gathering up what little stuff I had left the garden. I had a handful of okra left the garden. He said, Jill, you go fetch me a little water. And I'd be like, okay. Me and Jeannie was alone home fixing to die. And Mary said, you go fetch me a little water. Here I am starving to death, down to skin and bone, no hope left in me. All right, go and get water. By the way, bring me something to eat too. And I believe she turned around and says, the Lord God liveth. This is what I got left. But he went on and told her, he said, you do what the Lord's saying. If you'll do what the Lord's saying, it'll not run dry. People, if we'll do what the Lord says, it won't run dry. That's the difference. You get offended, I get offended. The man of God stands up and tells us the truth, and we get offended in it if we're not careful. We get by the half mad. I believe she probably did. I think when she says that the Lord God liveth, she was just a little bit upset. I believe she believed in the Lord. She knew where her help come from, but this man had done pushed her to the limit. Sometimes we get pushed to the limit. Sometimes a little sister will stand up in the middle of Sunday school and say something that all right, our cage just a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll take and apply that, the barrel will never run empty. If we'll listen what saith the Lord, the barrel will not run empty. And the oil, the curse of oil, the Spirit of God will always be with you. I want you to know Jesus will always be with you. Hey, honey, we don't need to leave our first love. We need to hang on to God and understand if we'll hang on to him, he'll provide for us.
Amen.
He's never wanted nobody to go hungry.
I thought about that sitting back here a while ago. How he did feed those loaf of bread and those little fishes. When he come up and found them after he resurrected, and he found them out there fishing, and they was all down in their luck. I want you to know, what did he do? He fed them. I want you to know, he does not want his people to go hungry. I want you to know, not only was that widow woman there of the supply for Elijah, but Elijah was there the supply for that widow woman. It wasn't long after that her son died. I want you to realize, and Elijah prayed to God and he brought him back. I want you to know there ain't nothing we can't do if we got God on our side. So a little handful will go a long ways. Y'all pray for us. This went different. This ain't gonna go much further, I don't believe. But this is gonna be my text this morning. And I still want to read it, because I still think it's proper. I still think it goes with our thought that he's given us. And I know I'm supposed to read it. Amen. In Leviticus chapter 5. When one is sinned, they had to make a sin offering. And it shall be when he shall be guilty in one of these things. If you'll go read some of the things that you be guilty in, and I mean it's any sin. But you can go back and read them first four verses there. But it's any sin. He shall be guilty of one of these things, that it shall be he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. I want you to listen. Last week Sunday I confessed some of my sins. I sure did. We need to be confess our sins to one another. That's what Kyle done a while ago. And I want you to know, when we do that, God will bless that. But he said, shall bring his trespasses offering unto the Lord, for he is which have sinned a female from the flock of the lamb or a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. And so you to bring a lamb or a young goat, and then if it be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespasses which have committed 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons unto the Lord, one for the sin offering and the other for the burnt offering. And he shall bring unto them the priest who shall offer which is for a sin offering first, and wring off his head from his neck, and he shall divide it asunder. In other words, he'll wring that pigeon or dove's head off at the neck and divide it, and he shall sprinkle the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out on the bottom of the altar. It is the sin offering. And he shall offer the second. Listen. So in other words, if you couldn't afford a goat or a lamb, you could bring a turtle doves or 2 pigeons for your sin offering. But listen, it goes on. There were some even that was for poor people. But it even gets for some of us that don't have nothing. That absolutely have no hope. Listen, it says, it goes on and it says, and he shall offer And he shall, in the 10th verse, he shall offer a second for a burnt offering according to the manner of the priest shall make atonement for him and his sin which he hath sinned, and he shall be forgiven him. But if he be not able to bring 2 turtle doves, this is getting down to the widow woman that don't have nothing, or two young pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring of his offering a 10th part of ephah of the fine flour, and a sin for the sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, because he can't afford it for one thing. Neither shall he put any frankincense there on it, because he couldn't afford that. For if it be a sin offering, then he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful. Listen to me, a handful going long way. And he said he'll take the handful of it, even a morrow thereof, and burn it unto the altar according to the offerings made by fire unto the Lord in his sin. It is his sin offering. We hear a whole lot about if you can't offer a lamb or a young goat, if you're too poor. Jesus, when Mary went to offer her offering for the shape she was in, and Jesus to be circumcised, they come with two doves. But they wasn't the poorest of the poor. The poorest of the four, all they had was just a handful of flour. That's all they had to offer for a sin offering. Daniel told us about the man in the middle. He truly is the man in the middle. They didn't come with a lamb. They didn't come with a pigeon, but they come with a flower. Listen. Over in Ephesians, we talked about it this morning. Being cut off from the commonwealth, or not cut off, being alienated, and it's the same thing, of the commonwealth of Israel. Us as Gentiles. When Boaz said, drops from handfuls, that she may glean from that, we've been able to glean from the handfuls that was dropped from the Jews, and we was drafted in. The night I got saved, everybody, it says, just give everything. You know what? The Lord, he wants everything. He wants everything about you. We get caught up and offered mom and daddy and bicycles. A ski and a bag of peanuts was getting between me and God. But what it boiled down to, he wanted it all. Well, that woman got willing to give all of what she had left, even her own life and her son's life, her household. When she got willing to give it all, what did God do? What's a handful mean to you? I'm thankful that I didn't have nothing really of any significance to offer him. I didn't. All I had was me. I told y'all I'm a plug. Brad told us after we're saved, we're something. We are. We're saved, a member of his church, we're his bride. We're something real special to him. But at the time, I had to realize I was nothing. That woman had to realize at that time she was nothing. God was more important than her and her child. And I want you to know today that he's more important than us. Brother Marty said, I told y'all last week, he said in a sermon a couple of weeks ago on the radio, get over yourself. There's some of us need to get over ourselves. This cause is more important than our feelings. This cause is more important than your pride. This cause is more important than anything I know of. More important than a Tennessee football game. I can tell you that. Brad asked us, he said, what's it worth to you? That woman cast those 2 pence. She said that she tossed it in there. She just gave it up. That's what that woman done. She just gave it up. She gave what she had. She's going to feed her baby with it. The morning finally came. She went in there. She raised that lid on that barrel, and there it was. She turned around and she saw her baby starving to death. She knew he was fixing to die. And there she was, her mom, and she was trying her best to provide for him. Listen to me. Our children are going to die and go to hell if we don't start hanging on to God and still quit getting mad when the man of God tells us the truth. Say, quit getting offended in it. Listen, she knew when she went out there together, those two sticks, when she come back, she was going to build that just a little dab of fire. I just imagine two little sticks. And she knew her and her son was going to die. But I want you to know something. Because she trusted in God, he said, listen to me. You do this, and if you'll do it, out of that barrel, it's not going to run empty, neither will that curse of all. Listen, the bread of life is still with us today. It started with a handful, and it's still with us today. And if we'll hang on and do what God tells us to do, and offer her little handful for her sin offering, he'll forgive her sin. But you keep hanging on to it. You hang on to it and see how far it takes you. She would have got to eat one more time. Her and her son would have ate that meal and they would have died. Why sit here until we die? But still, she took faith as a grain of mustard seed. She believed God. And they lived. And so can we. And so can we.
Amen.
Quit fighting it. Quit trying to do it your way. And believe God.
Amen.
Is there anything wrong with gleaning behind the reapers? It's work for me. Is there anything wrong with being a beggar? It's work for me. Quit getting caught up in your own material things and give them to God and let him provide for you. That ain't nothing. I promise you, you can go look through my little markers. That ain't nothing like what I'd study. And I don't care.
Amen.
Because I couldn't get there. I told you, stand on the porch. I couldn't get there. But he can.
Amen.
I trusted in his handful. And I give you what he gave me.
Amen.
Just a handful. Just a little. That's all it takes, a little. That manna, it was just little. It was right. It's just little. Trust in it. Trust in it. That's my thought. If you got a song.
Amen.